This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day, plus free anytime at radioonthego.com.
Hi, this is Mary Linegar with First Bank Hampton. Rain or shine, night or day, we make banking easy. How? We offer free debit cards, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. All these services allow you to do your banking anytime or anywhere. And did I mention they're all free? If you would like to learn more about the convenience of our online services, you can go to our website or stop in and visit with me. I'd be happy to help you get started. At First Bank Hampton, we're always looking for ways to help you simplify your banking needs. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
This afternoon on the Newsmaker program, we're joined by Kay Newman Thomas. Kay is the Vice President of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry Foundation. And Kay, how are you doing today?
Great. It's always a wonderful day when I've got a Leadership Iowa session going on.
Absolutely. And that's why we're talking with you this afternoon. You're actually in Hampton or with the foundation. And just tell our listeners a little bit about the purpose for the stop in Hampton.
Absolutely. Leadership Iowa is a program that's been going on for 35 years now. And it is designed to create a network of informed leaders all over the state that can really do great things for both their communities and the state in general. So we have a group of 40 individuals who are leaders in their own right in their various parts of the state, and they've been selected to participate in this program. We have been going since October for 2 or 3 days each month at a different location in Iowa each month with a different topic each month. And Franklin County was selected as the place that we were going to have our ag and renewable energy session this year. So that's what brings us to Franklin County and Hampton and Sheffield and Alexander and other places in between.
So what was it about Franklin County and Hampton and the surrounding area that made you guys want to take a stop here in the early part of April when there's snow on the ground and it might be a little cold? What made you guys want to stop in the area?
Well, the snow on the ground is a little bit of a surprise, actually. We were not quite expecting that when we started planning this a year ago, but we're hardy souls and we will power through it. And the folks in Franklin County have been great to reorganize things and get us to a point where we can have a great ag session despite the weather. So we selected Franklin County because you have a rich heritage in agriculture. There are so many great things to see and do in the county, and we like to move this program around the state. Each year we choose different locations for our sessions and try to get the class around to see lots of different things and lots of different communities. And we just thought Franklin County would be a great place for this particular session.
Have you had a session like this before here in the area at Franklin County?
We have not had it there probably at least in the last 15 or 20 years. Early on in Leadership Iowa, the classes were a little bit smaller and more nimble as far as hotel space and meeting space and those kinds of things. So possibly way back in our history, we have been there, but not for a while.
So what are some of the highlights of this stop that you're going to be having in Franklin County? What are some of the things? I understand you're going to be attending places like Sukup Manufacturing and Latham High Tech Seeds and various different things throughout Franklin County. What are some of the highlights? Maybe I just hit them right there, but what were some of the choices as far as the stops that you're going to make in Franklin County?
Well, we are certainly very excited about our trip both to Latham High Tech Seeds and Sukup Manufacturing. And we're going to be seeing some local Iowa farms, the Brown Family Farm just outside of Hampton. And we'll also be going to April Hemis's and her neighbors' farms, her farm neighbors. And we're going to be talking to them about a lot of different topics from a farmer's point of view. In addition to that, we'll be at Maine's Grove Lodge, where we will have speakers from the Iowa Farm Bureau. We'll also have speakers from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll have an interesting activity on kind of Ag 101 for those folks in our class that are not very in tune to agriculture at the time. They didn't maybe grow up on a farm, and maybe they're not even from Iowa. So it gives us a good opportunity to talk a little bit about the basics from the agriculture perspective. We'll also be talking to some farmers who have livestock and some who have row crops. We'll talk about conservation, precision farming, technology and agriculture today, and a lot of those great hot topics as well. We'll also hear from the new state director of the USDA Farm Service Agency. She happens to be a graduate of Leadership Iowa, and we'll be touring the Whispering Willow Wind Farm, which will be really exciting. And then on Friday, when we're in Sheffield at Sukup Manufacturing, we will hear from the new Secretary of Agriculture for Iowa. We're excited about that. Also on Friday, we'll have a panel discussion on renewable energy, and we have people from all over the state coming from their various industries.
As far as these members that are part of this organization, how do they get involved with this, or what's their sort of role in being part of this in the session?
That is a perfect timing for this question. Nominations can be completed online at leadershipiowa.com. So anybody who is interested in our program just needs to go there, and there's a nominate button on the left side of the page. And either you can have someone nominate you, or self-nominations are welcome too. What makes this timely is that nominations are due May 1st.
Only a few weeks away. Hopefully it's a little warmer by that deadline. But what have you kind of taken away from these kind of events as you have been to several of these types of events? Is there something you take away or try to look for at each specific one?
I come back from these sessions really energized and enthused and inspired by the people, not only who talk to us and the tours that we take and all of the people that are doing just fabulous things to help improve our state, but also the class itself. What an inspiring group of leaders across the state. And over the years, that network has grown and grown and grown. We now have well over 1,000 alums in the program. So to harness the energy and the leadership of all those alums is just an amazing experience that I feel very lucky to be a part of.
Well, we certainly hope you enjoy your time and your stay in Franklin County, and hopefully you guys like it enough to maybe come back again someday soon in the near future.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That's Kay Newman-Thomas, the Vice President of the Iowa Association of Business and Industry Foundation, today on the Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Hi, this is Mary Leniger with First Bank Hampton. Rain or shine, night or day, we make banking easy. How? We offer free debit cards, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. All these services allow you to do your banking anytime or anywhere. And did I mention they're all free? If you would like to learn more about the convenience of our online services, you can go to our website or stop in and visit with me. I'd be happy to help you get started. At First Bank Hampton, we're always looking for ways to help you simplify your banking needs. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.